In Michigan, people with weapons gathered outside of the state capitol in the rain to protest the state's stay-at-home orders. And for more, we're joined by M.L. Elric, investigative reporter with the Detroit Free Press. And M.L., the state legislature actually canceled Thursday's session because of the protests. They ended early and said they won't meet again until next week. This actually feels like a big deal.
Well, there was quite a bit of controversy the last time this protest group came to Lansing, where armed men and perhaps some armed women went inside the state house and were just outside the legislative chambers shouting at lawmakers. And in Michigan, we are an open carry state. So people felt intimidated. Lawmakers, some said they got bulletproof vests on. And the last time there was a recent session, one of the lawmakers came to work with her own armed escort. Since then, the Capitol Commission, which is sort of a non-public body or non-elected officials that oversee the grounds of the Capitol, said they were going to reconsider whether or not weapons could be brought into the state house. Even some Republican lawmakers who are very pro-Second Amendment have been making some sounds like this is a policy we might want to reconsider.
I see. Yeah. What did these protesters tell you?
They're very upset that the governor has basically continued to keep small businesses and some larger ones closed. Some people were upset that a barber in Owosso who had defied the order, and a septuagenarian barber, had his license revoked, so they thought that was tyrannical. Others think that other states have plans to reopen the state and that Michigan does not, so they were upset about that. In fact, Michigan does have a plan. It's a 6-stage plan, but that doesn't satisfy the folks who are out protesting. And a lot of people just came out, I think, because they wanted to see like-minded people or because they wanted to get something off their chest. We saw anti-abortion protesters. We saw anti-vaxxers out there. And there were, of course, a lot of supporters of President Trump and some people who just think anything the government does is rigged, and they're willing to stand out in the rain to tell us about it.
ML, can you take a step back for us to look at Michigan? We know that the state has this 6-phase plan for reopening. A lot of that, of course, is contingent on being able to assess the spread of this disease. About 50,000 confirmed cases in Michigan. Tell us what's happening in Detroit and the state of testing there.
The city has been at the forefront of testing. The state still says they need more test kits, but in the city of Detroit, where the mayor has been pretty resourceful in getting test kits and using these Abbott quick testing machines, more than 10,000 cases of COVID-19 have been identified, and we've had over 1,200 deaths. The city has tested somewhere between 25 and 30,000 people, but the mayor says he believes that 1 in 12 Detroiters have the virus, whether they know it or not. And by far, the greatest category that's been decimated by this in Detroit's population is nursing home residents, where the infection rate was somewhere around 25%.
You mentioned those testing efforts. So Detroit had this massive drive-through testing effort at the fairgrounds. And the Abbott test, it's a 15-minute test. We're just learning that the FDA is now investigating the accuracy of those tests. It's a real concern that they might be falsely reassuring people that they don't have the virus. Has the city spoken or responded at all to the FDA's investigation on the accuracy of these tests?
So we still need to ask the mayor about the FDA weighing in on this, but previous reports that have questioned the accuracy of the Abbott tests, he has said that he has full confidence in them. Detroit was the first city to get some of these machines and start doing testing. They have been a key part to returning the city workforce. Because of some of the concerns about the accuracy, the city performed its own, not exactly a double-blind test, but they basically took 50 people and tested them with the Abbott machine, and then with a swab that they sent to the state laboratories. And they say that in almost every case, the results are identical. So whatever other people are finding about these, the mayor of Detroit has staked the safety of city workers and a lot of other people on their accuracy. And he seems to be entirely confident in their results. And what he has said is that the problem in these other cases is that the test samples were not treated as they're supposed to be. They were not preserved or tested quickly enough, And in Detroit, they say we're following the rules and that we're getting accurate results.
That's M.L. Elric, investigative reporter with the Detroit Free Press and host of Soul of Detroit podcast. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.